Kindergarten daf meset the human daf pe al. We begin with basic intes. The begins with the Gemara. Shapapon chayevim ba'arla, because pepper is obligated in the halachas of arla. Tais can explain the halachas of pepper and other spices regarding the obligations of maestros, and if it has the halach of tumas oichon. So as Tais says in lahakra, don't ask. Just like we're saying that there's an obligation of hidden different maskal taste, the pepper has halachas of arlo, like the Gemara said, that's eats machal, that it tastes the same as the bark, and that's regarding pepper, that it has halacha of arlo. So therefore, it's also going to have the obligation of typhing, because whatever is a food item and grows from the ground is obligated maiser. And since obligated maiser, so that it should have the halacha of Tumas Eichlin, meaning that it should contaminate with food, Tuma, non-perig basim, like the Gemara says, nidd of nun min alav, kachachayv b'maisa, whatever has an obligation of tithing, Tumas Eichlin, has Tumas Eichlin. So that's what it would seem like, you should have Tumas Eichlin. And that's the question, is Allah Matanya Hasim said, then why do we learn the b'maisa with a nidda? Naf nun alav, from a beiz, nimnu b'gamru, they counted, they concluded, eim etam Tumas Eichlin, that there's no halacha of Tumas Eichlin by pepper because it doesn't function as a food item. It's just as a spice to give flavor to a pot. So that's the situation. What you could say is, oh, depends. Habir tifta, habir veshta. You're right. There's two types of pepper. When it's moist, so then it's a food item, so then there's Tumas Eichlin, as the cheshbon we just made. This that we're saying, that the Gemara says over there, that it's not going to Tumas Eichlin is when it's dried pepper, that is not a food item, that does not have a Tumas Eichlin. Aval Rabbi Shimon mi yanvilo heksha. He has the following question. Hodam minan per komarvin. The Gemara says in Eivin Nevchal Tchasim and Alv Zera Girger. Garger. Garger is rocket, is a type of a vegetable that functions both as eating the leafy part, the vegetable, and also as eating its seed. So therefore, you could take mice from it, whether it's a vegetable or whether as a zera, like a grain. Ad until Bechul, etc. Ad until where the Gemara says, Zera Garger Lamaichazi. What do you mean? Well, for what function do you have the utility of the seed that you're saying it's chayv meiser as a seed itself? It's not fit to be eaten. Says the Gemara, shekim rishayim, because you have the earlier generation, and they didn't have pepper, and shaykhin, so they would take this rocket seed, and they would grind it, matfilin by satzali, and they would dip the roast in that, and therefore that gives utility of food item to the seeds, and therefore it's chayv meiser. That he has, Vim Kane, so as this Rabbi Shimon Miyambilo, if that's the case, the Koshkin Bapolin, so the short peppers that defeat Fei, which is obviously even better, because they're saying the early generation didn't have peppers, that's what they used, but pepper's definitely better. And therefore, even dried pepper should be Chayv Meiser, which we see that's used as a spice, as a dip. To keep in the Chayv Meiser, Tam Tumas Eichlin. Then we're back to the question, since the Chayv Meiser should have Tumas Eichlin. So why are we saying that Nimnu Gamru, that pepper, even dried one, is not going to have Tumas Eichlin? That's the situation. What you could say is the vada oisim b'ponch neshchaken. You're right. Most definitely, the pepper that's grinded, but goyven lois b'mayim, and it's kneaded with water. Kein shoisim the tavel b'davel, like they use to dip something, like a dip, like a paste. Hanu chazeh b'nayu lachilia. Yeah, that's definitely fit to be eaten as it is, and therefore it's a food item. Chayev b'mayis, it's obligated b'mayis. And yeah, metamit b'mayisaychon, have to b'mayisaychon. Aval oisim shalini b'lo b'mayim, with that pepper which is not kneaded in water, shenitchen, which is grinded b'nidai kukafruz ma'amen, made it like a pepper. Which is, as we know, is black peppers. We have these, it's like dust. Kein shayisin losl techagir, like people use to put as a spice into a pot. Oh, no, hana b'tormel ma'isah. That pepper, that grinded pepper, would be exempt from ma'isah. It's not fit to be eaten as it is. And therefore, that's what we said. That's not going to have Tumas Eichel. That's one approach. Or another approach you could say is, the zera garger, that the truth is that the seed, the grain of the garger, is not obligated ma'isah mishum ha'mils l'chud. For this reasoning alone, Shemat Filim by Tzali, because they dip the roast inside of it. It's not true. That would not be sufficient. It's just after it's grinded, it's actually fit to be eaten as it is. That's why there's an obligation of Maisa. But how did not why does the Gemara say with Shemat Filim by Tzali that, oh, that they would use it to dip the roast in? And they don't say that it's eaten as it is. From the Ikash, because the primary thing what they used it for to grind it was to dip it in. But the truth is even it could be eaten as it is, and therefore it's going to have halachas of meiser. Apapalim, but regarding pepper, dafalabas, shchikas, and that even after you grind the lechaz, it's not fit to eat as it is, therefore loy mechayv, therefore not be obligated, it wouldn't be obligated to meiser, and therefore wouldn't have tumas eichel. Now, but Taisa continues, says, v'oydish lahakshas, but once we introduce that mishnah sechdes nida, however, we could ask more alahi masnid nida, on that mishnah sechdes nida, that we said that whatever's chayv and meiser is going to have the halach of tumas eichel, Bari Tavlin, what do you do with spices? The Chayavim, the Meiser, which there's an obligation, the Meiser, the Min Perkam, the Gemara says in the first Perkam, above Med Aleph, that if someone gives to his neighbor, that she's the wife of Nama Aretz. So we're concerned when you give her food to Bepir, V'im Amar Lo, Asili Mishalechi, if he tells her, okay, make for me from yours, from your spices, prepare it for me. So Chayshish, we have to be concerned, L'sa'ar, for the yeast, for tavlin shabai, and the spice that she puts inside of it, mishum maisim, mishum shvis, and maybe she didn't taif it, and maybe it's from the Shemitah produce, which is problematic. And even so, even though, as we just proved, that spices have halacha, obviously, as we just proved, of maiser, because we're concerned with amarts that they didn't take of maiser, but the emetam tamas aichlin, we know that spices don't have a tamas aichlin, because the mucha barbarate of like the Gemara says over there, and of kuf chuf amar alav. And Farshah Gemara, the Gemara explains on the words of the Mishnah over there that says kippa is mitzdar if it combines for the meat in the pot for the shir of kibay of a tumas eichel. But by itself, it's not going to have this kippa, is not going to have a tumah. And that the Gemara says, my kippa, what's this kippa? Says the Gemara, it's pirma. It's these small pieces of the meat that are on the bottom of the pot. Parchabaya Abaya asks, what do you mean? He asked for the tumah tumas eichel. It should have its own tumas eichel, not just as it combines. Ela my kippa, rather, what's kippa? It's not the small piece of meat. It's tavlin. It's the spices that combines with the pot. That will combine for the halach of Tumas Eichem on its own, it won't have Tumas Eichem. So he says, what do you mean? We just proved that Tavlin is Chayv B'Maises, so it should have the halach of Tumah like the Gemara says in Nidah Daf Nun. And that's what says, Miyush Lema, what you could say is, the Chayshim Shemais Diktani, this that we said over there, which was our raya, that Tavlin has a halach of Maiser, we said, oh, because you have to be concerned for the Isham Arts for Maiser, like Koy Ela Asar, it's actually not going on the spice. There's two things that she's preparing. There's yeast in the bread, and the spice is in the pot. That's actually going only on the yeast and not on the spices, because actually spices are potter for maises. That's why the Gemara says a chulin that they're not having tuma of oichlin on their own. Amashm shvi is kari tavayr, but it's regarding the problem of shmita that is going on both. That fellow oichlin behema, because even animal food yesh men chayev is b'shvi. There are some that are obligated in the laws of shmita, k'nemuchach b'mesechta shvi is in the eighth parak of Mishnah, and therefore for sure the same thing would apply to the spices. But regarding maise, it's not true. It won't have, never won't have tuma oichlin. It says Taisis v'lein nehira, but it doesn't seem to be correct that the idea that we're saying that Taisis are that spices are part of a meiser, because the Perek Mekol Ma'arvin and Neirvin Daf Chav Tesam and Alf Tani Vlein Nebraiser B'Shem Din Lazo Ami says Uchla Tavlin, which is an eighth of a log of grain from spices, the Litri Yerek and a log of vegetables, where Pirush Rashi and Rashi explains that the Koya in this is going on that we don't give less for a pauper from the granary, from the threshing, which is coming to give Maisa only from his grain. He has to give it a certain amount, can't give less than 2 meals worth. So Shimon's coming to explain that if he has spices, can't give less than the eighth of a log for every poor person, which that 2 meals worth of spices, and so too from vegetables, it gives a log to every poor person. But one thing, Amma, you see that Tam Chayim Maisa, obviously we're talking about giving Maisers, obviously that spices are obligated Maisa. So we're back to the question. Obviously, this chayv ma'aser says you have to tumas eichel. And this is what you could say is yesh mina tavlin harba. There are many different types of spices. Yesh mehandi koron l'tam avid. There are some spices that the primary is used to give taste. Where that's just a spice. V'hanu b'tumah ma'aser, and those are exempt from ma'aser. And they're v'im etam tumas eichel. Nayim tumas eichel. U'b'hanu ma'ir b'over etim. That's what the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kof Chof Manalef, which Tracer brought before, that they're only going to combine to the meat to have the shir of kebay of tumas eichel, but on their own they don't, because it's not considered a food item on its own. But the yesh man, there are certain spices, the chaz l'chil b'nayu, that are fit to eat as it is on its own. Kegun b'tzal, like onions, b'kaflud, and leek, and b'kaitzim, and things like that. That pom shemitam ben gedera, that sometimes you use it to spice the pot, although they're actually a food item on its own, but it is also a spice. Kamei shevis the beperek bas simon, like regarding dill, as the Gemara brings in nidav non alef min alef, that's used as only a spice. Bahanu chayevim b'maisa, and those spices are obligated maisa, and therefore yeah, matam to mazaychel, and that's gam to mazaychel. Ubahani ari perekam de chulin ubakom arvin. That's what the Gemara means chulin davov min alef, and even davchav testa min alef, that it says that you have to give maaser ani from these spices, because yeah, it does have a lacha of maaser, and therefore yeah, it would have to mazaychem. Now, v'avgav demina lo b'perkam agavin. Although the Gemara says over there that you cannot learn out the lacha of 2 meals worth that you give to ani from the grain to the shear of 2 sudas that you make for an eruv, and the reason is mishum diktani, because it says over there tavlin spices, and it says v'tavlin abnechilin are not things that are eaten, and even so, you see chayv maaser ani. What do you mean? Didn't we just prove from there that that's because the abnechila? That's just taking the garment. That when we say namnei achila, because that's without preparing it at all, because tzorch taking tzas. Because though even those spices, even though they're eaten on their own, they do need to be prepared a little bit. Well, in your eruv being the chazi b'shas kenias eruv. In contrast, regarding the 2 meals worth of eruv, that has to be something that's edible as it is at the time the eruv is taking effect. Just like we find by wheat and barley, where you can't make an eruv because it's not edible in its current state, and yet still b'chayav m'maisa, it's still considered a food item that you have m'maisa, and that would be the same thing regarding these second category of spices, which are a food item on their own. And therefore, again, that's different than the other types of spices. The next test matter begins with the word digmahar, but tifta be yveshta. Depends if it's moist or if it's dry, which is tasty explained to be yveshta lahab meichel, because when it's dry, it's not considered a food item, this dried out pepper. And that's why if someone chooses Yom Kippur, it's going to be potter. My time and now I mean, that's what the Gemara and Bracha stuff, the Mavavim Beis says, this is Angvili Yvesh, into Bracha, that's what dried ginger does not need a Bracha again, because it's not fit to be eaten.